Recording. Hello, Grammy. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Troy. All
right. First question, what year were you born?
1946.
Okay. So, were you involved in any civil rights groups or anything like that?
Well, no.
No?
No. But I did have an incident that I remember when I was in college.
Would you like to share that?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
I was coming home from Virginia. I went to school in Hampton, Virginia, and I was coming home, and my art teacher was driving us, a bunch of, you know, college kids, and we stopped to get something to eat in Maryland, and we sat down at the table. Then the waitress came over. The art teacher was white. And she told the art teacher that she could not serve us because the students were black. She was white.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember saying that they couldn't do that. And the art teacher said, yes, they can. So she got us up and we went out.
There was nothing you could do about it?
Not then, no. The restaurant was just one of those that would not serve black people.
And what year was this in?
Well, it had to be in 64 or 65 in Maryland.
Another question. Did you have any close encounters with any, like, civil rights acts, like the March on Washington or... like sit-ins?
I went to the March on Washington with the Lees. There's a family I knew in Jersey. And they were going to the march. And they asked me if I wanted to go, and I said yes. So I went.
Did you see anything? Anything that, like, surprised you?
Not that surprised me. I heard Martin Luther King when he gave his... You know, I had a dream speech. And that's all.
Okay.
I remember there being a whole lot of people there. And we stayed till he finished and then we left.
Were there, like, more white people or more black people?
More black people, I think.
Did you see him? Or did you just hear it?
See him.
You saw him? Did you have, like, was it close? Or was it, like, were you, like, all the way in the back?
I was in about the middle.
Middle. did race play a big part? I guess you kind of answered it. But did it play a big part in, like, the world that you grew up in when you were younger?
Not that it had any exact fallout on me. I really didn't feel it until I went to school in Virginia. And in the town that the school was in, they had some, you know, where you couldn't sit at a counter to eat. And there's a tree, there was a big tree on campus. A real big tree, and it was called the Emancipation Oak, and that's where they read the Emancipation Proclamation to the black people that were down there. That wasn't when I was there, but that's what the tree meant. That was the name of the tree, as the Emancipation Oak.
Did you learn about, like, when you went to college, did they tell you about it and stuff? Like,
yes. And there were books, and I read the books, and I went to the, there was a, over by the boys' campus, boys' side of the campus, there was a cemetery. And in that cemetery, they had bodies of people who had died in a plague, slaves and Indians who had died of a plague. So they had a lot of children in that cemetery. But I used to go over there fairly regular, just to check out the headstones and, you know, then I started reading about the area.
Did you meet any famous civil rights activists?
No.
No. Do you have any other stories that you want to share? Anything else?
Not that I... No. I really don't think... No. I know when I would go into town, in the Hamptons town, I would run into some people who I felt like they didn't like me, didn't like us, but nothing in particular directly related to me.
And what college did you go to?
Hampton and University. Then it was called Hampton Institute. Now it's called Hampton University.
Well, thank you very much, Grammy. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Troy Taylor.